I greet you all in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I hope and trust that all is well and fine with you, wherever you are, in various places and localities, trusting in the second coming of the Lord Jesus. We are privileged once more again to have an opportunity to hear from the Lord. Our sharing today is coming from the book of 1 Kings, chapter 17, verse 19 to 23. And he said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him into a loft where he abode, and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child three times, and cried unto the Lord, and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let the child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber unto the house, and delivered him into his mother. And Elijah said, see, thy son liveth. Our sharing today is about the birth of Elijah. So Elijah here was showing or representing the Lord Jesus, who is our Lord and Savior, the head of the church. The woman here is representing the church, the bride, and the woman was depending upon Elijah for every success in her home. She was depending upon Elijah. We are depending upon the Lord Jesus for every success, for every prosperity, spiritually and also physically. So Elijah was protecting this woman. Elijah was also giving this woman divine protection from every enemies and from every evil attack. So the Lord Jesus is giving divine protection for the church, and we are protected by the wall of fire. So while Elijah was staying with this woman, there was no nation in the world that could come and attack the woman or took her captive. As long as we remain in Christ Jesus, there is no nation. I don't care whether it is nation of diseases, nations of sickness, nations of discouragement. It can never come and invade the church or invade a woman and then took it captive. So we see here the great mystery concerning Elijah and the woman. It was a great mystery for the church in the last days. So in verse 19, the Bible says here, and he said unto her, give me thy son. So the woman went to Elijah with a great or important request. And the request of the woman was, please, my Lord Elijah, revive my son, because the son was dead. Also in our life, there is many things which is dead. Many members, their prayer life is dead. Many members, their fellowship is dead. We have some issues or some problems which we are encountering in our life. In order for you to succeed in this wicked world, you need to carry your problem or to carry your needs, to carry your request unto the Lord Jesus. So the woman break every limitation, every hindrance, and she went and reached the man of God in his own house. You need also to stretch yourself and reach the dimension of the Lord Jesus so that you can hand unto him your request. So when he reached the man of God told this woman, please, hand me your son or give me your son. And then the woman released the son. Also, this is the time for you to release your problem and hand over. Hand over to him your cares, because he cares for us. So when he put the dead son in the hands of Elijah, Elijah took the dead son and went up higher And as he was going up higher, yeah, he opened her chamber or the room, and then he put the dead son on his own bed. This was not just an ordinary bed, but it was showing spiritual significance or spiritual things that will happen in the latter days. So Jesus is also having the bed. And when you read in Matthew chapter 11, verse 27 to 30, the Bible says, "Come unto me, those who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." So the bed of Elijah was showing that when we come to the Lord Jesus, he will give us rest, he will give us comfort, he will give us power, he will also give us understanding. So this was not just an ordinary bed, it was showing spiritual significance which will happen in our life in the latter times. So when the dead son was placed on the bed, Elijah went ahead and he stretched upon the dead body three times. This is the time that the Lord is stretching his power upon the church. He's stretching his power upon the pride. He's stretching his revelation. He's stretching his anointing. He's stretching his comfort. He's stretching his word of knowledge. He's stretching his power of discernment. He's stretching the power of perfection. He's stretching his holiness upon the church. And when Elijah was stretching upon the child, the Bible says he stretched upon him three times. Also, Jesus has stretched upon the church three times. The first time is justification by faith. The second time is sanctification by the blood of Jesus. The third time is the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And when he reached the third time, the Bible says, the dead son sneezed, and then her soul revived once more again. When somebody receives the power of the Holy Spirit or the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he becomes a lively stone or a living stone, somebody who is now very active, lively in the things of God, very vibrant and very active and in the service of the Lord. So the Bible says here in verse 21, "And he stretched himself upon the child three times and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again." The same voice that was crying or coming from Elijah, the same voice is coming from the ministry. The ministry is crying with the voice of perfection that, O Lord, let the power of the Lord Jesus come once more again upon the church. The same power that was upon the church on the day of Pentecost, the same power that was upon the church when the church was beginning in Jerusalem, the same power is coming back again. Wherever you are, in various localities and destinations, Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when that voice came from Elijah, it was not the voice of a man. It was the voice of the Lord himself, the voice of the Creator, the voice that started the creation. So that voice entered the soul of that son and revived that dead son. The same voice is entering us, and the same voice is bringing change, bringing translation, bringing glorious dimension upon our life, and the same voice is changing us from glory to glory. May God give you your divine ability, divine anointing, so that my brothers and sisters, you can recognize where the bed of Elijah is. When you are placed in the bed of Elijah, all things are possible. In the bed of Elijah, there is comfort. In the bed of Elijah, there is healing. In the bed of Elijah, anything which is dead, when you come in the bed of Elijah, you will be resurrected. The bed of Elijah was showing that in Christ Jesus, where our Lord has put his name, in the name of Jesus, everything is possible. Thank you so much for hearing. Thank you so much for accepting what the Lord is doing in our time. May God bless you so that you can recognize where the path of Elijah is. All things are possible in the path of Elijah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hallelujah.